Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
We have a phenomenal lineup today, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone listening. We have none other than Scott Bach, NRA Board of Director and Executive Director.
Why did you include him as the phenomenal?
Because he's been crisscrossing the state like he's running for office the past month and a half now, trying to get the Godano-Rendo team elected in the state of New Jersey. During his crisscrossing, he ran into somebody who we got on the show. Wow. We have Mayor Carlos Rendo sitting right to my left. How are you, Mayor?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're about the fifth politician that has braved this show, and I can't thank you enough for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Carlos Rendo is our next lieutenant governor.
Yes, he is.
So we have to get out and vote. Yes. So we're honored to have you on the show. We have a huge reach out there. Obviously, we already know our next governor's stance on firearms. She supports the Second Amendment. She supports us. She will do everything she can to fight back our anti-gun legislators, which is all we can ask for if we don't control the House and Senate. We understand that. But we have you here because you're going to be her right arm for the next 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honored to have you here, and I want to talk about a bunch of issues. Like, you walked through the range. Did you notice the rainbow cornucopia of customers in the range?
I sure did.
It doesn't really meet the media narrative that we're all MS-13 members,
right? Not at all.
You didn't see any teardrop tattoos?
I didn't see any of that.
Okay. I'm just checking. This is America. You know, we're tax-paying, law-abiding citizens. Anyone in New Jersey or out of this state that doesn't know the process we have to go through, fingerprints, background check, mental health background check, two references, and then we have to wait every 30 days to purchase a handgun and go through the same national instant background check.
Correct.
We are the law-abiding citizens, and every time a legislator introduces a new gun law, it only affects us. Not one criminal opens the paper and says, oh, they're lowering magazines from 15 rounds to 10. I have to throw out my magazines. This is the quandary that we're stuck in every day, Mayor. This is the Stockholm syndrome we have in New Jersey of being beat down constantly. And we need people like you to understand our plight and support us.
It's a constant attack against the Second Amendment. And I always tell people as an attorney, the Second Amendment is there for a reason. It's the second most important amendment to the United States Constitution.
That's what I say.
It's the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. You start taking that amendment away, then the rest of the amendments start falling by the wayside. So we need to be strong advocates to maintaining the Second Amendment.
And that's what we want to hear. I tell everybody, I've been saying this for 20 years, when you were a child and you had to make up your Christmas list, your parents asked you what you wanted for Christmas, you would put the most important thing as first, and in order, right? So are the framers of the Constitution, the Second Amendment's not the ninth. It's the second.
Number two.
And you know, the anti-gunners don't want to hear that. And it's disheartening, you know?
Yes.
Now, this is the first time unprecedented. Kim Godano has been speaking to all of the gun clubs. She spoke at ANJRPC member clubs. She spoke at our open annual meeting of members. Scott, you want to chime in with the mayor and talk about what we've been...
Well, sure. I mean, honestly, the outreach has been unprecedented. I mean, the lieutenant governor, it's the first time in state history that a sitting official high up in the executive branch has publicly come out for the Second Amendment, acknowledged gun owners, spoken at annual meetings, and publicly, warmly embraced the outdoor community. I mean, that is a first. It says a lot about who they are, you know, and we all know how critical this election is. And, you know, during this show, I want to amplify the message that, you know, that your listeners have heard before from me about how and why gun owners are going to make the difference in this race. It's really going to be, you know, like once again, this election is going to be close, and it's going to take the participation of every one of us to win this one. And, you know, this is not the race to sit on the sidelines. This is not the race to throw away your vote on a, you know, to make a statement. This is the race where every one of us needs to be engaged.
So. You know, this segment is gun people. Then we're going to talk about other issues the next three segments. But the fact alone that the future lieutenant governor, who's crisscrossing, this morning I'm walking my dog an hour ago, and he was in West Long Branch.
I was,
correct?
Yes.
So, and his next stop was Woodland Park to Woodland Park Range Gun for Hire. So right. for you guys to take time out of your schedule to recognize us, to show us how important we are to you, what more do you need, listeners? Okay, gun people. Now, non-gun people, the next segment, we're going to get into other issues as well. You know, we want national reciprocity. 44 other states have reciprocity in their state and with other states. New Jersey is always the pariah. You know, it's for the children. We don't pass it. We have smart gun technology that once it's enacted, the only gun we'll be able to buy is a smart gun. I don't know, but don't computers and phones get hacked every day?
Every day.
How would you trust a smart gun? I call them not so smart guns.
Right.
I say I wouldn't embrace it until our police and military, who have to protect our lives every day, start carrying them on a full-time basis. And there is not one police department in this country that will pick up a smart gun right now and carry it to protect themselves and the citizens of this great country. Would you agree, Scott?
Yes, and that's because they know that even the best technology fails. And what you don't want to do is when you need a firearm to go bang, you don't want it to go click. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about New Jersey's smart gun law is, listen, nobody's opposed to technology,
right?
But when you decide to try to mandate that technology exclusively and use it as an excuse to ban everything else, that's why gun owners, not just in New Jersey, but nationwide, are opposed to smart gun technology, because it's being used as an excuse to ban conventional firearms.
And that's a slippery slope.
Very.
Yep.
Yeah, we just, again, we have Stockholm syndrome there. You know, we're beat down every day. There's another salvo against us legitimate gun owners. And there's a million of us in New Jersey. And again, I repeat, we're the good guys. We have firearms ID cards. We're fingerprinted. In New Jersey, you can't screw around. A domestic, you lose your guns.
Sure.
Drunk and disorderly, lose your guns. Scott, would you agree?
Absolutely.
And if anyone cares, I've got an entire pickup truck load of Phil Murphy signs freshly uprooted.
Target practice.
You're such a jerk.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one on Chainbridge Road in Montville. Check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Sousa can give you a professional environment so you're no longer using mom's basement or that barista bar to run your business. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. So, segment two. One thing that's really important to most citizens in the state of New Jersey, or I should say all, is taxes.
Right.
And Phil Murphy has said that he's just going to raise taxes $1.3 billion. And most politicians come out and say they're not going to raise taxes, and then once they're elected, they do. If he's telling us he's going to raise taxes before he's elected, what are we in for?
Wow, a massive tax increase. Look, I've never seen or heard of a politician before they're elected saying, well, we're going to raise taxes, and he does it with a smile on his face, too. At least Corzine waited until after the election to raise your taxes. This guy wants to go right ahead and do it right away. The $1.3 billion, it really comes up to $5 billion, $6 billion when you start talking about everything he wants to increase.
Yeah, everything's free.
Yeah, right? Everything is free for this guy.
Free school.
Yeah. Free school. Yeah. Tolls, increase the tolls on every road.
Oh, sure, why not?
Add tolls to Route 17, Route 80, everywhere else.
Route 17? Can you imagine? Is it congested enough without tolls?
It's part of his proposal. He wants to add toll roads.
Yeah, toll roads.
That's great. Well, that's good. So, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to pay more money to the state of New Jersey.
And now your plan is you're going to find inefficiencies.
Correct.
And she pledged to lower taxes, you guys, or she won't run for a second term.
Right. Correct. Our plan has been tested in Illinois, in Massachusetts, and in West Virginia, two blue states and a red state, and it's worked. So we're the only tickets talking about reducing property taxes. And we will cap property taxes 5% of your household income. And then I'm going to go to Trenton and audit everything down there, get the money, and give it back to the taxpayers. Phil Murphy has no plan. He has no idea what to do with taxes. He's a Massachusetts tax and spend, a Goldman Sachs millionaire.
Yeah.
That he has no concept of what it is to work every day and make a buck.
No, contribute anything. He's never manufactured or made anything.
Never.
He's always just moved paper from one side of the desk to the other, and that's really what he's looking to do here.
That's it. You know, he's clueless when it comes to tax policy.
We are the highest tax state in the United States right now. How much more can we pay?
Murphy's welcome to donate a couple of hundred million to the to the tax department in Jersey.
Sure,
nothing stopping him.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't mention Goldman Sachs at all on his website.
No, he doesn't.
And it was the only job he's ever had.
Right.
Now, Goldman Sachs is a company that has contributed to the fracking off the Jersey Shore and other areas. They've contributed to destabilizing governments like Venezuela, that are under dictatorship now. But he doesn't talk about that. And he doesn't release his tax returns to show how much money he's made out of all that.
You want to talk about dictatorships? Let's talk about you. You're an American success story. I shouted you out about five shows ago. Give our listeners who might not have heard it, give us a little background about your American success story.
Thank you, yeah. And I was going to bring that up because I think it's important for our listeners to know how important it is to protect ourselves. First of all, I was born on the island of Cuba in 1964. My parents left after the revolution. We were able to get out legally. We flew into Miami. That's when the communist revolution took over and they started taking everybody's guns away and then started executing people indiscriminately. So we left Cuba and we landed in Miami without anything, without a penny. My mother started working in an assembly line in Hudson County and my father was a janitor. So we came and we started working and they gave me an education. I went to Rutgers University, and then I graduated from Temple University School of Law. But I'll never forget where I came from, and I'll never forget the island that doesn't have any rights.
Right.
And I don't want America to become like that.
Right.
But socialism is going to work this time.
Right.
It's going to work
this
time.
We're going to do it differently here.
It failed everywhere else. Winston Churchill said, thinking you can tax yourself into prosperity is like standing in a bucket and lifting yourself up by the handles.
That's right.
Okay? And now you're a lawyer. You're the mayor of...
Mayor Woodcliffe Lake.
And you have four kids.
I have three children.
Three children, I'm sorry. Yes. And you're married.
And I'm married.
Okay, you might have a fourth kid coming because I'm usually never wrong. You better let your wife know.
I haven't seen my wife in like 3 months.
So you are truly an American success story. Your parents came here and broke their hump.
Yes, they did.
And made a better life for you guys.
Yes, they did.
And now here you are. Yes. You're going to be lieutenant governor
to help
of the great state of New Jersey.
Absolutely. We have to, you know, Kim and I are down to earth. We speak to everyone. We talk to everyone. That's how public servants should be responsive to the people of the state of New Jersey, not having someone who comes in from Massachusetts.
And lords over.
Carpetbagger.
Yeah. Carpetbagger. Right. Yeah. Buys every special interest that there is, and then he feels like he should be governor. I don't think New Jerseyans are for that, and they shouldn't be for that. We're vested here in New Jersey, Kim and I. We've been here practically all our lives, and we're for the people in New Jersey. But Sheila Oliver and the other one, like I said, they're the most anti-cop, anti-law enforcement ticket in the history of the state of New Jersey.
She's also a sympathizer of Joanne Chesimard, who's on your beautiful island where your family came from.
Sheila Oliver traveled to Cuba. She says it wasn't an official trip, but then you see him sitting around a table meeting with the Cuban General Assembly, and not once does she bring up the issue of Joanne Chesimard, who emptied a gun into the head of a state trooper on the New Jersey Turnpike and then fled to seek safe harbor in a sanctuary country called Cuba.
You know, I smoke cigars.
Yes.
I have plenty of Cuban friends, and I've been all over the world. I said on this radio show 6 years ago, I will not visit the island of Cuba until she's either dead or brought to justice in the United States. And I stand by that. I've turned down at least 10 tours of Cuba, the Pinar del Rio region. That's the cigar region.
Yeah, the cigar tobacco
and
region.
I will not go until she's back.
And that's the pledge I've made.
And it disgusts me that someone who's Murphy picked this woman who hates cops. And, you know... It's crazy. The whole world seems to be upside down now.
It is upside down. It's just I can't even explain it how he selects this this legislature that has voted against every police initiative.
Well, it fits with his beliefs.
Right.
I mean,
right.
this shows his hand.
Right.
This is exactly who this man is.
Are we going to put a throne in the governor's mansion? If he was to get elected, would that look good? And we could all kiss his ring and genuflect in front of him?
A lot of what I hear from the Democrat side, I've got some friends who are in pretty high levels in the Democrat operative side. Most Democrats in that particular are really PO'd.
They are.
At him because he literally came in. They call it the coronation. You know, they're just going to coronate this new one like Corzine was.
Right. Look, I have a lot of friends. I grew up in Hudson County. I mean, that's a Democratic county. I have a lot of friends are saying that they're voting for Kim and I because this guy comes from another state. It's not New Jersey. Doesn't understand what the Democratic Party is here in New Jersey.
Right.
He thinks it's California or Massachusetts, but we're not. And we're picking up votes every day from not only Democrats, but independents also, saying that this guy's left of the left, left of Al Sharpton, left of Bill de Blasio. And you see the mess that has happened in New York. Well, we're going
to
get that here in New Jersey.
Bill de Blasio.
I think Bernie Sanders, maybe.
I think the independents carried Christie for two elections
well,
right?
They did.
Because he appealed to the independents.
Yes. You know, New Jerseyans want safety.
How did you become a Republican mayor in your town?
Could you imagine that?
How did that happen?
First, I was a Republican in Hudson County. Well,
wow.
That's a dinosaur.
Wow.
You know?
A unicorn.
Surviving that alone.
Just surviving that.
Seriously.
Was able to propel me to Bergen County and win the election there as a Republican.
Yeah, Lonely Breakfast Club in Hudson County.
That's it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about terrorism in sanctuary cities. For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50 yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com is located on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza. Gunsitters and their military division weapons guard. If you need to store your guns temporarily or long term, check out Gunsitters.com. If you're active military, if you're being transferred or deployed, they will hold your guns for free until you come back so you don't have to give up your rights. Check out Gunsitters.com and their military division weapons guard. So, we had a tragic terrorist attack in the beautiful city of New York, the first time now where a jihadi has used a vehicle in New York, which we see all over Europe. In Nice, 86 people were slaughtered in the street. So right away, the guy you're running against said that the terrorist was a jerk and that we have to review our immigration policies because we can't let one bad apple spoil the entire system. I would love to hear your campaign's thoughts on that because my blood is boiling.
Well, my blood is beyond boiling. I mean, a jerk? No, this guy's a mass murderer. He's a terrorist, and he should be sent to justice. I can't believe this team of Murphy and Oliver is wants to protect these individuals in a sanctuary state, and he doubled down. He said not only a sanctuary state, a sanctuary city. Again, security, safety. This is not the team for that.
Right, exactly.
He has no concept of what it is to be out on the street as a police officer every day, and you don't know who you're going to approach. You know, and right. If you can't ask the simple question of someone that they stopped, then how do you know if that person committed a crime or not? I mean, we've had examples of down in Middlesex County where they're releasing these individuals into society with INS detainers because Middlesex County is a sanctuary county.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And then you have the case of Edgar Mendoza in the sanctuary city of Trenton, was right. Released after he was arrested for being a peeping Tom, climbs through a second floor window, and then rapes a six-year-old girl.
Right.
This is what we're dealing here, folks. Right. This is not safe.
It's almost like these people want to inject
Like it's on
chaos.
Purpose. Like it's on purpose.
It's like there is this plan to inject chaos and move away from law and order. It's it really... It's inexplicable.
Well, it's funny, too, because for years we've been talking about, there was a very small book. I don't know if you've read it. It was called The Coming Insurrection. I picked it up in Italy, read it in Italian, and then it was originally written in French. Mm-hmm. And then I got an English translation of it. It basically is the Communist Manifesto translated to, here's what we need to do in the United States.
Right.
We need to create chaos.
Right. And you see it with the Antifa movement and the organized mobs and all that. That's what they want to do.
You know, this guy hit the lottery 10 years ago in Uzbekistan. He hit our immigration lottery.
Right.
With chain migration, he brought in 23 family members.
Right.
And his payback to us for hitting the lottery, for getting into the greatest country in the world,
was
to slaughter us.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you forget the interim where, we paid for his housing and for his medical care.
Meanwhile,
which
we have veterans
right now
that can't get medical treatment.
That's correct.
We have homeless.
Right.
My parents live on Social Security. They haven't seen an increase in 5 years.
It's
yet
crazy.
We want to bring in 30 million more immigrants. Right. Listen, I'm all for immigration. Your family came in.
I'm an immigrant.
You're American. I'm a third generation. We're all immigrants,
We're all immigrants.
We came here to contribute.
Correct.
Right?
Came here to contribute.
Let me ask you a question. I say this all the time. My four grandparents, two from Germany, two from Italy, on their deathbeds, if you had asked them where the welfare office was or the food stamp office was,
they
couldn't tell you.
Right. Without a doubt.
Okay?
Right.
They would have died of shame.
Right. They had
and
pride.
Hunger.
Yes.
It was considered to be a mark of shame to go.
A failure.
You worked. You know, my grandfather, too. My grandfather. The interesting thing was my grandfather, my mother's father, would not allow us to speak Italian in the house. He said, we are American now.
Yes.
So now we speak the language of the land.
But what we're dealing with here is the hardcore MS-13 gang member.
Right.
Yep.
Is the hardcore criminal.
That's right.
That are creating havoc out in our streets. And we and the police and law enforcement should have the opportunity to ask the question.
Right.
Simple as that.
It affects the community that these people are from. The community that Oliver and Murphy say they represent are the ones who are kept down and in it locked inside their
home. The legal
form
of slavery, to be honest
with you. Exactly.
You know, give them a little bit to get by. And then just keep feeding them BS for votes.
Right.
Buy their votes all the time.
And make sure they never have guns.
You know, are your parents still with us?
No, they passed away
already.
I'm
sorry to hear that. But they must have been proud of you.
They were very proud. My father had Alzheimer's. My mother had liver cancer like a year right after. But they did see me graduate from law school. And they were proud.
Yeah.
They were proud that we came from nothing and made something.
Right.
And that's what America's all about.
That's exactly the American dream.
That's the American dream, folks.
Right.
And that's what we want of all of immigrants that come. Not the criminal element, but those who come to achieve the American dream.
How beat down must our law enforcement feel that we have a catch-and-release revolving door criminal justice system?
Yeah.
You risk getting killed to track down a criminal, and then he's out before you fill out your police report.
Well, think about this. They want bail reform, all right?
Yes.
To get these guys out on the street right away. They want to legalize pot, release criminals from jail, and then protect them in a sanctuary state.
Oh, that's great.
Is that crazy?
It's a great place. And we wonder why 10,000 people a week are leaving the state of New Jersey.
Well, listen, members of law enforcement, okay, I was shocked when I saw the law enforcement unions come out for Murphy.
That was for pension money.
You don't have to follow what your union tells you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Rank and file guys, listen, if you stand up for law and order, you can't vote for Murphy. So,
I agree. But that's all for, you know, that's side deals that are made that we're not going to cut your pensions or anything like that.
Yeah,
but all the rank and file that come in my
range. Only going to increase your taxes, okay? Another way.
Right. They don't understand. Their pensions are going to increase, but their property taxes, their gas, their school taxes, all going to go up anyway.
Done.
So what did you didn't make a deal with the devil here? You made a deal with two devils.
And I tell the cops, I say, you talk about your pensions, but when you leave your house in the morning, you want to be able to come back and see your family and kids.
Exactly.
And you're not going to have that safety if you have Sheila Oliver, because they're not going to have your back.
No.
No.
She's certainly not going to have your back.
No,
she's
not
going to support rank and file police officers.
No.
See, Murphy's created this illusion of inevitability that has caused some of the unions to kiss up to him because they're so certain that he's going to be the next governor. And listen, my point to the gun owners and sportsmen and hunters and outdoors people listening to this is he is not inevitable. He is beatable, and it's up to us. We're in a unique position once again. Gun owners saved the United States of America in the election last year, and gun owners can save this one. Okay, we are at a precipice. okay, and which way we go in this election is gonna affect a lot of people for a long time. It's the difference between law and order, lawlessness, loss of rights or preservation and increase of rights, and we can make the difference. There's a million of us. Every single one of us has to get out, and every single one of us has to bring family, friends, and everybody that you can with you. Okay, imagine their faces on November 7th. Imagine what is possible. And for those of you who think, oh, we can't win, in New Jersey, impossible is what we do. We do it regularly, and we have to do it again. It doesn't matter on Election Day how you feel, what you think, what the polls or pundits say. The only thing that matters is what we do. Okay, and whoever brings more people to the polls on Election Day will win. It's about simple math. So, you know, this illusion of inevitability is designed to shut us down from taking the actions necessary to win. We have to fly in the face of that and double down and get stronger and come out like never before. Do not throw away your vote, guys. Do not sit this one out, because we're going to, as I've said many times, we're going to reap the whirlwind if we don't.
Don't you think Scott would make a good attorney general?
I think he would. He just sold me.
I think he would. We see it every day. You, by the way, you crushed the debate.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank
crushed
you very much.
Debate.
Absolutely.
Facts versus fiction. That's it. Is what I refer to in the debate.
Yeah, she was startled.
And Kim, the first debate, Murphy was completely unprepared.
Completely unprepared.
Okay, it was like the Obama Romney debate, the first debate where Obama was unprepared.
Right.
Then the second time, Phil was a little more prepared, but he's like, well, I have to wait to see the outcome of the trial. Well, I have to wait until I'm elected to do this. Bullshit.
He doesn't take a stand. Right. He doesn't take a stand.
You can't be wishy-washy. You gotta take a stand.
What the hell's up with his hair?
What about
his teeth?
Oh, we're hitting.
You'd think a couple hundred million, you could fix that.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, NJ.com. Go see Carlos on Route 10 in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Support those who support us. County Line Firearms, NJ. Mayor, we have you here now. What other topics do you want to hit? We know your stance on taxes. We know your stance on immigration. We know your stance on terrorism. We know your stance on supporting our police and the gun owners in the state of New Jersey. And we're so happy to have you in our studio today. You and Scott, hit us. What else can we talk to our people about? We have to get those independents, the people that have kids in school, you taxpayers there. I live in Woodland Park here. My taxes are $16,000 a year. My HOA fees are $500 a month. I pay $22,000 a year to live a mile and a half away from this range, okay?
It's crazy. Look, I was down in Salem County, and a senior came up to me and said, Carlos, I don't live in New Jersey, so I can't vote for you. I said, well, where do you live? And she says, Delaware. I said, well, why did you move to Delaware? She says, well, in New Jersey, I was paying $14,000 a year in taxes, and in Delaware, I'm paying $1,000.
Right.
So, but you're beginning to see that more and more. Seniors in my community have paid off their mortgage after 30 years, and they're still paying $2,000 a month in property taxes.
And they can't
afford
to live.
And they can't afford to live here.
No.
So they're using their savings, and slowly but surely, you're going to spend all their savings. They're not going to have anything. Right. More and more people are moving out of state because it's becoming unaffordable.
Absolutely.
And if Murphy gets in, it's going to be the final nail in the coffin for everyone. We can't do that. We're better than that in New Jersey. We need to keep our people here. We need to be responsive to our electorate. And I think it's important that we, as elected officials, listen to the people of the state of New Jersey. Murphy is not listening to anyone. And it's unfortunate because, he is just has no clue. He wants to continue taxing and spending. And I just don't see how the people in New Jersey will vote for this guy on that platform.
But the people that he promised all the free stuff to are the hardest ones we have to win over.
Yes.
Free. Right. Everything is going to be free.
There's nothing free in life.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing free in life, and there's a penalty to pay. There's a price to pay for that. And he just doesn't want to take a stand and tell people what that is.
And we have to understand the fact that the free has to come from somewhere. When they say the government is going to give me something, the government doesn't have money. It confiscates money. And it confiscates money from the people who make this state work. The small business people,
yes,
the plumbers, the electricians, the people who are out there every day earning a living to pay their tax and just trying to get by, raise their family.
And the people who hire people from the state of New Jersey to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
The small business owner, the corporations.
Right.
You know, they keep us employed. They're the ones that run the state that, you know.
New Jersey is a pawn in Phil Murphy's world. It is a stepping stone to the presidency,
exactly,
which is what
he really wants.
Right. And he's out of touch, and he would bring chaos to the state. And
you saw he brought in Clinton, he brought in Obama, he brought in Chelsea Handler, all the Hollywood crew.
So did Clinton. How did that work out?
Can you imagine that?
The company you keep.
Right. So, like, you know, you guys said before, the polls. Don't listen to the polls, because remember what happened with Donald Trump. Everybody's saying that he was going to lose, he's losing, 95% Hillary was going to win, and guess who's the president?
Right.
You know, the real poll is on November 7th, and that's the reality. And we feel it on the street. We have people coming up to us every day saying, we're going to vote for you guys, because they just don't trust Phil Murphy.
I think you're absolutely right. What's going to happen is a lot of the people in New Jersey are like the gun owners, in a sense, of New Jersey. They're afraid to raise their hand against the Democrat machine and say, I'm voting this way, because everybody's tired. They're tired of fighting. They're just tired. They make their stand in that voting box.
Right.
So, Carlos, you're absolutely right. Do not listen to the polls.
Do not.
They're rigged.
No. Anybody in this room get phone calls from pollsters ever?
No.
No.
50, I'm going to be
never
57.
Got one.
They call the same 12 people?
Exactly.
And the liberal media, which is the fourth estate, they keep those numbers skewed, like Scott said, so you feel, it's not even worth voting.
Right.
Now, it's
an
off-year election.
Right.
There's only two governor's races, Virginia and New Jersey. Go ahead, Scott.
Well,
you want to add to that.
Well, the thing is these polls and this stuff is going to backfire on Murphy, because what it's going to do is it's going to send a signal to Democrats that he's a shoo-in, and so there's going to be low turnout on their side. That is an opportunity for us, because if they have low turnout, it magnifies our vote. Every gun owner vote will be double or triple value by doing that. For those of you who think, oh, my vote doesn't matter, I'm just not going to do it, your vote matters. And the power of one person is really the power of all. We have to work collectively. Know when you go to the polls, it's not just you, but together we will get the job done.
And Scott, quite frankly, you know, his proposals are so out there. He doesn't want to just restrict New Jersey gun rights.
No.
He wants to do it on a regional basis.
Right.
Okay? Which is very dangerous.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you think you're going to go to Pennsylvania to shoot a little, you know, go hunting, forget
not
about it.
Not going to happen.
You want to go to New York? Forget about it with Phil Murphy. That's what we're talking about here. It's really his anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment stance is left of Bill de Blasio, left of Bernie Sanders, and he's a dangerous individual.
By the way, when the mayor, our next lieutenant governor, came here, he was not surrounded by armed guards, by the way. He came here with
a couple of... He was coming to a gun range.
came here with a couple of staffers. He walked out. I cracked some jokes in my parking lot. He walked in. He walked around. He met some of the customers, his future constituents here in the great state of New Jersey. And just a regular guy. You know,
regular
we hooked up towards Twitter a few months ago, and he saw my irreverent anti-political correctness view on things, and he started sending me messages back and forth. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like this guy. Then I did research on his background. I liked him even more after that. See, and it's amazing. This tells you a lot about the Godano team, because she picked somebody, she didn't pick somebody that would appeal, let's say, to the minority base that because she felt she had to split the vote or something. She picked him on his merits. She picked him on his background, not because I need a female minority standing next to me to offset my white privilege. You understand what I'm saying?
And bad haircut.
And, you know, Kim spoke before us. She was telling us a story about how she was vacuuming her house. And in your head, you're thinking, wait, a lieutenant governor? She's vacuuming her house. And she's like, she's vacuuming her house, and she's thinking, boy, Phil Murphy probably doesn't even know where the vacuum is.
Or what a vacuum is.
Correct.
He's no clue.
He's like, what's that noise? And we don't need a multimillionaire running. No. You know, his house is the 10th highest property tax, his house in the state of New Jersey.
$200,000.
$200,000 a year property taxes. Listen, do you think he wants
to pay more? Yeah, he can relate to the average guy.
You listeners out there, tell your friends and family, this guy's from Massachusetts, Goldman Sachs guy. He's a combination, Scott says, Corzine and Bloomberg. Need I say more?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I say more? These guys took time out of their schedule to entertain us and educate us. Kim stopped all over. The other night she was at Central Jersey Rifle and Pistol.
She is all over. Yes. And you're working the outdoor community.
Former sheriff, former federal prosecutor, former state prosecutor. Definitely a pro-law enforcement, pro-gun.
She carried a .45, guys.
Okay.
And like Scott says, this is for gun owners. One vote equals three. So in my mind, it's the first time you as an independent or Republican can vote as a Democrat, where your one vote it energizes six dead people to vote.
There's an old joke, Carlos.
Remember, I'm from Hudson.
That's true.
There's an old joke that says my grandmother used to vote Republican, but now that she's dead, she votes Democrat. Scott, you want to say something?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
I can't thank Scott enough for pulling this off to get you here, Mayor, because
I've been dying to come here and spread the message.
I know you've been. Listen, I follow you on all social media, and you're like a nomad right now.
Yes.
And you haven't seen your wife or kids in three months?
I have not seen them for 3 months. I don't know what they look like.
She's understanding?
Yeah, she is. She's been in the business for a while, so she's used to it.
I'm going to give you some sage marital advice. There's two ways to argue with a woman.
Right.
Neither one works.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Just so you know, keep that in mind. All right.
To the voice of experience talking.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been around. I've been up and down the molehill, so to speak. it hasn't all been good, but I survived. Look, I got my dog.
Right.
So, you know, I just got back from Italy,
right. And
the perception of our country from the media is everybody was like, you didn't vote for Trump, did you? I'm like, yeah, and I own a gun range. And it was like, oh, end of conversation.
That's it, it's over.
Nobody wanted to engage me after that anymore. It was the funniest thing ever. But look, I was
for our 20th wedding anniversary, we got married July 4th, Independence Day. I lost my independence.
Oh, my God, I love you even more.
So I went over to London and Barcelona. And I went the week before the terrorist attack in Barcelona. And the day after I was in London, in the same park, there was a Muslim terrorist that took a machete out to two police officers. They're some of the strictest gun control countries in the world. If there wasn't people there with a gun, the damage would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
And that's a reality. And we need to protect against that here in the United States.
I just got back from Rome. I was there 8 days with my girlfriend and her two daughters. I hired private tour guides because I'm a real historian. Every palazzo, the entrances have two huge military vehicles in a diamond pattern, a point, with two armed military with each vehicle. And the guide was telling us we're not used to living this way.
Right.
But after and this was before what happened in New York, but after what's happened in Nice and Germany and everything else, this is how they have to live now. That's the reality. And if Phil Murphy gets elected with a sanctuary state, we're gonna have criminals coming from other surrounding states, by the way, because they'll know that we harbor fugitives here.
Well, I mean, most of the hijackers came from New Jersey.
They did.
Right? And now this guy apparently is
Patterson.
From New Jersey, from Patterson.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. It seems to be working. The anti-gun movement here is good. That's why Patterson, Newark, Asbury Park, Trenton, and Camden are so safe.
Yes.
You know.
So that's it's amazing. They have this defeatist attitude there too. They have migrants walking all over and begging for money and extorting you as you're walking down the street. The shopkeepers were telling me when the women are walking to work in the morning, four or five migrants block the sidewalk, and if you don't give them a euro or two, they don't open to let
the
you
gypsies
walk by.
Are still around.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, gypsies are, great, yeah. Great way to live. Great right. way to live. But the food was good.
Well,
I must say, I ate my way across Rome.
It's good that you didn't go to Naples, too.
Three gelato servings a day, I limited myself
to. Well,
I showed self-control. The cups this big.
Yeah?
The cups.
They're nothing.
I know. It's not even a cup. That's not a serving.
It's a thimble. It's a thimble.
It's a thimble. Coming back.
You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over three decades, so the insight's real and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
This segment is sponsored by Kim4NJ.com. Kim4NJ.com. It's Sunday morning, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tell all your Democratic friends, make sure they vote on Wednesday.
Right.
Okay.
Very important.
And
they change the election.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, $10 donation, $5 donation. 4th of July, got married on Independence Day. $17.76 is a nice
That's
donation
it.
To make. This way they'll know you listen to Gun for Hire Radio. So Kim4NJ.com. Have everybody make a donation. Listen, skip that cigar or that bourbon for one day. The campaign needs your support. Get your friends and family out. We had Eric Rebels from Gunsitter said, it's on election day, make an event. Call a few of your friends up and say, yo, let's go vote and then let's go get something to eat. Let's go vote. Let's go to the gun range
right.
and shoot. Let's go vote and let's go to the store and buy a new gun or something. Let's celebrate it. If everybody can get another friend or family member out there. Our gun people, I know we're preaching to the proverbial choir. We know that we need the Gadano-Rendo team to keep our rights, whatever we have left in New Jersey. We have to claw every day to keep them because of people like Scott and Darren Goins in the background fighting for us all the time. But Kim4NJ.com, please show your support. The two of them are social media crazies like me. They're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on Twitter. Just get them, follow them, support them. But talk to your friends and family about elections. Talk to your friends and family about terrorism, sanctuary cities, the treatment of criminals in this state. How do we want to live, people? We pay the most taxes in the United States. Shouldn't we have some security that comes with that cost? Kim4NJ.com.
It's about freedom.
Yes.
It's about freedom. If you are American and you love freedom, you need to vote for our ticket. Because Mr. Murphy and Mrs. Oliver wants to take that freedom away from us.
Absolutely.
And I've lost freedom before. I don't want to lose it again.
Right.
Came here in 1964 as a child. His parents had nothing.
Nothing.
He's now a lawyer and a mayor, and he's going to be our next lieutenant governor. That's the American dream. That's the principles that this country was founded on.
That's the kind of person you want working for you who
right.
understands yeah. what you're going through.
Right. And I tell Americans all the time, I said, you don't know what it is to lose freedom until you lose it.
Right.
You know, it's the
right.
simple things in life.
Absolutely.
I remember when in 1979, I went back to Cuba to visit my family, and I walked out of the house. And then the secret police came up to me and said, you can't go outside with shorts or in a T-shirt. And I said, why? I go out with shorts and a T-shirt all the time. I said, well, this is not America.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
You know, stayed with me forever. I was 15 years old at the time. And I said, you know what? I love America because of the freedom it's given me. All right, so folks, listen to it.
Still the greatest country in the
Without
world.
Without a doubt.
The greatest experiment ever. It's that the problem is, like Scott says, it's been happening for a long time. They've been slicing the bologna. Sandy says, one slice at a time, we've been losing our freedoms. We've been losing our autonomy. We've been losing our self-respect here. We're beat down. Listen, the whole liberal mindset, they just take everything away from us. The identity politics and the political correctness. You can't call things what they are anymore. You have to be afraid about offending everybody. This is not the country I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 61. I'm three years older than you. So I remember when I was a kid, you could say anything you wanted, racially or whatever, amongst our group of friends, pick on each other because of our heritage or cultural background. The only thing that was off limits when I was a kid was moms.
That's it.
If you said a mother joke, you're getting black eye.
But Anthony, you see this movement now with the NFL and these players taking a knee and disrespecting the flag. But look at the messenger, Colin Kaepernick, and he's making these statements with a Fidel Castro and Che Guevara T-shirt on.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And they think that's some sort of fashion.
he makes tens of millions.
He doesn't even know.
He has no idea.
How many people Che and Fidel have killed.
Right. Absolutely.
And continue to kill.
And they continue to kill him. Right. I mean, back in the day, my cousin was in the Bay of Pigs. It was like that when they were arrested, they would go up to the jail, ask several individuals to come up, step forward, and then Che Guevara personally would take them out one by one. Kill them right there on the spot, one by one. And this is the T-shirt that this guy's wearing with this guy's face on it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but this is what we're facing in this country
now.
Correct. You know, if we have to take a stand and do what's right.
Right.
Somebody has to. We have to. And I think you see a lot of that. I'm not tying campaigns, but that's what happened with Trump.
Right.
The people are pissed off. The liberal, the coastal elites that live on both sides, they think they're the ruling class and they know everything about us. I get up and I work. I work a half a day every day, 12 hours.
Right.
Okay? Every day. Right. 7 days a week.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? I take 3 hours off to go to dinner with my girlfriend.
And we're not taxed enough.
Correct.
That's the American spirit.
And our corporate tax rate is 35%.
Yeah.
And I'm told all the time I don't pay enough.
Yes.
Right. I have 65 employees.
No, you don't pay your fair share.
My fair share.
Yeah. By a person who doesn't pay any tax at all.
65 employees. 45 are veterans. Okay, and I lose them all the time because they're all in line for civil service jobs.
Right.
I told one of your staffers, 3 years in a row, I've received awards for hiring prior military. Listen, they served our country.
Sure.
I'll do whatever I can to help them, and I trained them as an annuity, but I know I'm going to lose them. You know what, though? I just lost one. He became a cop in Union County Sheriff's Office, prior military. And we were busy on a Saturday, short-staffed. I text messaged him. An hour later, he came and he filled an eight-hour shift. He's a full-time cop now. While he got out of the military, he got married, became a cop. His wife is pregnant. You know, like, and I feel like I'm a part of that.
This is a guy who appreciated that you gave him a job.
Correct. Right. Correct. You know? And treat him like family.
And treat him with respect.
And when he was going for his job, I made a few phone calls to police chiefs where he put in his application because my name and reputation goes a long way. Right. So it's a reciprocal thing here. We help each other out. It's funny because the liberals, they can't understand this.
They can't
understand this.
No.
And it pisses me off because I see all of these kids coming out, male and female. The females that are working here right now, the three of them are all prior military.
Wow.
So,
God bless you.
I love doing my part. And these coastal elites and like a Phil Murphy, they're out of touch.
Out of touch.
And a career politician like Sheila Oliver, she is out of touch.
She
doesn't know shit of what's going on. She can't relate to me and what I have to deal with every day. A constant stream of regulations and new rules and permits. And I don't believe the polls. And I'm telling everybody right now, KimForNJ.com. Carlos Rendo is right here speaking the truth. Scott, Carlos, what do you guys want to add? Because I'm getting tired of talking. You think it was my show.
Okay.
Well, listen, it's up to us, guys. It is up to us. Once again, it's gun owners that are going to make the difference. And whatever you think or feel, you've got to put aside. What you do on November 7th is the only thing that's going to matter. And it's really in our hands. And you've got to spread that word. And you've got to do the actions and not be shut down by the illusion. It's calculated to shut us down.
Yes.
Scott, and it's going to come out to turnout. And that's what it's going to come down to. And, you know, we need every gun owner in New Jersey, the 1 million gun owners that are out there, to come out and voice their opinion on November 7th.
And their friends, family members, and neighbors.
Right.
Rock that vote. Mobilize right. that vote. Let's make a stand. Let's show everybody like what happened into this in the presidential election. Let's show people that we're pissed off and we're tired of being pushed around.
And we're not
going
to take it anymore.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. My rights should become first right. and foremost right. over an illegal. I'm
right.
sorry.
Right.
I'm not talking about someone who came here, you know, because they had to escape their country.
Right.
And I'm talking about people that are here illegally,
right.
and they know they're here illegally. Why do they even have any rights? And why do we're a sovereign nation? Why do our doors have to be wide open? You don't have any right to come into our country. You don't have any right. We should decide who comes in and who doesn't come in. Lottery system. Your family didn't hit the lottery. They
nope.
came in and broke their asses.
They broke their asses.
And took a shot.
They sure did.
And look at you.
They sure did. I mean, look, they came and, like I said, they started working right away. They never asked for anything. And my mother was a union worker. And I remember when my mother in 1979, I think I was 14, 15 years old, comes up to me and says, you know what? My union is forcing me to pay money to support Jimmy Carter. And, I didn't know. I'm like, well, Mom, there's a guy named Ronald Reagan running. And I don't think he's going to ask you for money. And my mother became a Republican. And but the union was forcing her
yep.
to pay that money.
Yep.
And for her, who came from a country that was forced people to do things
right.
that was contrary to her beliefs.
yep.
Went against every fiber of her
everything.
Being.
Everything. Yeah. And yes. even though she was in the union, she said, well, I should have the freedom to say no.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about in this election, and is the freedom to say no.
And 10 years earlier, your mother had to leave her homeland.
Yes.
A country, she didn't know any other country.
Nothing.
And had to come here.
Legally.
And deal with a complete change of everything.
Yes. Everything.
And forge a life. With how many kids? How many came over?
Just myself.
Oh, yourself. Okay.
Yeah. They left me. You know, I was the only child. I had just graduated from law school. It was a tough period in my life, but they gave me a base.
Yeah.
You know, they raised me. They surrounded me with good people. They lived the American dream.
They
really did.
They left everything they had behind.
Everything.
But they would have lost it anyway.
They had to.
Fidel
yes,
would have
exactly.
taken it.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a very good friend who's and colleague who's an orthopedic surgeon in Miami.
Right.
He tells me stories of his grandfather who owned a bank. He said, we came from a wealthy family.
Yes.
Che Guevara and the thugs walked into his bank, said, give me the keys to the bank. His grandfather gave him a few choice words in Spanish, and they shot him in the head.
That's right.
And his grandmother disappeared. His father and mother picked up, took him to the U.S. And they have never gone back. And he said, I see people with a Che Guevara T-shirt. I want to punch
right.
him dead in the face.
Of course. I mean, and the Murphy and Oliver ticket, I tell you, getting back to the gun thing, he has an open attack against gun-loving
yep.
people.
Absolutely.
Open.
Yes.
I mean, you saw the debate, how he attacked her
yes.
for supporting the NRA and the rights
correct.
Of individuals to own the gun.
He compared us NRA members to that scum Harvey Weinstein.
Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's beyond belief.
Mayor Rendo.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
NJ.com. All right, we need to get out and vote. Scott, what's the website for your organization that's been masterminding this?
Hey. ANJRPC.org, or just Google Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, which is so much easier.
ANJRPC.org, Kim4NJ.com. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, we have Urban Pistol November 12th at the Essex County Police Academy. Multi-state CCW, where Carlos, you can carry everywhere but New Jersey on November 9th. We have that class. For our non-gun people, we have protective pen, protective cane, protective knife, and we have our important class. We have civilian response to an active shooter situation. January 6th, CPR AED. January 7th, hemorrhage control. And, of course, anytime you want to build your own AR, our Gun for Hire Build-A-Bear program, email jimmy@gunforhire.com. Thank you again for being on the show. Thank you for your support. I hope the next time you're on the show, we're planning our trip to Cuba after you get Joanne Chesmar
fantastic.
Back.
Fantastic. I'm going to go
all
get
right?
her.
We're going to have cigars and
yes.
drink Cuba Libres.
That's right.
Sandy?
Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of New Jersey, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, get off your behinds. Go out and vote. Like Scott says, one vote from a gun owner now equals six dead people voting. Because they're not going to come out.
That?
Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah. That's, you know, he's left the room so we could say that, you know.
Nice.
All right. Seriously, guys, tell everybody you know. Go out. Take that $17.76 and
yes.
Go buy a nice big bottle of Ripple. Find someone in a neighborhood who will go out and vote. Let's do it Democrat style. We got to pull it out. We love you guys. See you next week.
Be safe.